With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The wait goes on for thousands of Palestinians at the Rafah crossing between Gaza and Egypt. The BBC's Sebastian Usher reports Egypt is reluctant to open the border to Palestinian refugees fleeing Gaza ahead of the expected Israeli military onslaught.
It's a very combustible situation down there. Egypt, which controls the Rafah crossing, does not want a huge influx of Palestinians, one, for its own security. Two, it doesn't want to be seen doing what would be seen in the Arab world, the Muslim world, as Israel's bidding. The fear, the concern amongst many Arabs is that once the Palestinians have left, they may never go back, and Egypt does not want to facilitate that.
And the Israeli military says 199 people are being held hostage in Gaza. That is a higher number than previously reported. Also at SRNnews.com, House Republicans planning a floor vote tomorrow as they try to select a new Speaker of the House, exactly 2 weeks after eight of their members joined the Democrat minority in removing the chamber's previous leader, Kevin McCarthy.
The House has been in an unprecedented limbo since McCarthy's historic ouster. Republicans have named Patrick McHenry from North Carolina as the interim speaker, but they have been unable to coalesce around a replacement for McCarthy. On Friday, the House Republicans picked Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Jordan from Ohio as their new speaker nominee, but he's still shy of the 217 votes he would need to be elected on the House floor. Jordan is expected to resume his hunt for votes after the House meets on Monday evening. Edwin Mora, Washington.
The nation's third largest drugstore chain, Rite Aid, filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. The rally rolls on this morning on Wall Street with the Dow up 339 points, the NASDAQ 159 points higher. This is SRN News. There is dissent in the Church of England over gay marriage.
11 bishops have banded together to oppose plans to introduce blessings for same-sex couples. In a statement released via Premier Christianity, the bishops say, quote, sharing the profound concerns of many in the Church of England and in the wider communion, we find it necessary to dissent publicly from the decisions of the House of Bishops. Some experts say the issue of gay marriage is liable to split the church and the worldwide Anglican communion. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Pacific Justice Institute has filed a lawsuit on behalf of a Christian who performs with the Hawaii Symphony Orchestra. John Gallagher, who plays the bass for the HSO, was denied a religious exemption to the coronavirus vaccine and was suspended from work. PJI attorney Joe Gomes says Mr. Gallagher's religious accommodation should have been granted because it would not have created an undue hardship for the HSO. This is SRN News. Well, if nothing else, President Biden's poll numbers are holding steady.
The tally comes from the Associated Press, NORC Center for Public Affairs Research. It reports only about 4 in 10 approve of how Joe Biden is handling his presidency, while 61% disapprove, numbers which have stayed consistently low over the past 2 years. Drilling down, only 32% support Joe Biden's handling of the U.S. economy, while only 31% back his management of the federal budget. Separately, the RealClearPolitics.com weekly average of polls also shows Mr. Biden at just over 40% approval, 3 percentage points worse than his two predecessors, former Presidents Trump and Obama, at similar stages in their first terms. George Williams reporting.
Russian President Vladimir Putin expected to meet later in the week with Chinese leaders during a visit to Beijing. More details at SRNnews.com.